How much of that can you study from charts, and how much of that is practice actually doing the navigating?
It's actually pretty much all practice. I mean, the charts are going to give you know, they're going to show you your obstruction. They're going to show you, you know, your bend and how the channel runs and stuff. But you're going to have to run it and see.
Right.
And now, Seaman Church down here, the training that they give down here, it's really excellent with the young pilots as far as putting them in here. What we did in the old days is we learned situational awareness by being scared to death in the actual event.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the actual event didn't work out because we had not prepared for it. We had no way to prepare for it. It was, by the skin of your pants there. But that's one thing they do well here is that we take these young guys and put them in situations and causes them to think. And that way when the situation occurs and they're on the actual job, then they've already got a process in place. They've already kind of practiced a situation. And then it's not going to be the same, but they have a method to go about it. And so that's really good. And, of course, the regulations always changing here and everything. It helps a lot. They can do that. But it's all... the most part is hands-on. This can help you, what you can learn here, it can help you apply it quicker, what you're learning out there.
But to get the feel of the river, like you're saying.
You've got to be on the boat.
Yeah.
There's just no way around it. You have to be on the boat, and it's just years and years of, learning things. And used to, now, and that's another thing, when I was coming up, companies would overload boats. You would take a maximum you could take. Not so much now. Now we don't overload boats. We watch them very carefully on river stages and river conditions and everything and make sure that the boat has got, what it can handle. And not anymore, but what you learned back in the day when boats were overloaded is you learn how to use the river itself, and you learn how to plan ahead a whole lot because you actually shouldn't have had what you had. You had too much. So it made a better pilot out of you. But what we're doing now is a better way to do it. I mean, we watch the boats, and we know the condition of the boats. We know the horsepower of the boats. We know the length of the boats, what they'll handle. And we watch the river conditions, whether it's low water, high water, whatever, and manage it much better than we used to. Pilots don't, they don't learn what us old guys did, and that's what made us all gray-headed. But it's the way to go.
So what do you think was motivating that change in regulation? Was it the industry itself? Was it,
I think it's a combination. I think it was a combination of the industry itself and the government. You can't be doing it. I mean, you can't have people crashing all over the place. You can't do it.
Right.
It's not good PR. And it costs money. It costs a lot of money. It costs a whole lot of money. So, you can't be sinking expensive barges with people's cargo and stuff. You can't do it. So it's a combination of both. The Coast Guard reined us in some on that. And then we got a little smarter and reined ourselves in, because if we took, if you take five too many barges, for 10 trips and you make it, and then that 11th trip, you don't make it and sink a couple of them, what have you gained? You've gained nothing. You've lost it all.
Right.
So I think it's a combination of both. We're a lot more aware now than we used to be. It used to be just load a wagon. If we can get it, let's get it and go. Let's take it. So, but things are a lot different now. A lot better. It's a lot better.